last year was that I thought the league should make players take 2 years of college before they come in. And I realize that's an unpopular stance, especially if you're looking at it from a personal freedom and liberty standpoint in terms of the opportunity for the kids. But my take is that the NBA needs to do what's best for itself. And if that means make these kids stay for a couple of years, go ahead and do it. And it's up to the NBA and the Players Association to put this in their agreement together. But my reasons for that is that I think there's so many players who come into the league now unprepared for the NBA level, both on the court and off, that if the players were a little more developed, a little more mature, that it would make for a stronger league for the NBA.
Now, Steve, I have a two-part question for you, because it's not that JT and I disagree. I disagree that this 1 year, going to college for 1 year, is a joke, because you know as well as I know, for the kids who are considered, who call themselves one and done, they're not going to go to class. So you're right, taking a spot from a student for a kid that's just going to go to class for a month and a half until he's eligible for the season, and then he's leaving. So to go, to make them go for a year is a joke. I agree with you. Either 2+ years, or you just give them the freedom to go out of high school. But Steve, put your GM hat on. When you're evaluating these kids now, and you see how raw they are, and now we understand now in the NBA that it takes 2 to 3 years after they're drafted for them to really develop mentally as well as physically. How important is it now for teams to start putting an emphasis on player development, like a San Antonio Spurs, like Indiana has done, taking players who are not quite ready, but in 2 and 3 years, all of a sudden they become productive players?
It's huge, Sam, and you're right. The best organizations have been on top of that for the last few years already, and I think the league has done a pretty good job of using the NBA Developmental League, too, to get these players more experience and more live action. But there's so much that goes into it. It's, as you said, it's not just on the court. It's just getting accustomed to the grind of the work that it takes to be successful in the NBA, the stress that comes with being criticized in the media, booed by the fans. I mean, 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids are not ready for this stuff, and that's why the league has to do everything it can to try to prepare these players, both on the court and off, and it's not an easy job.